A spirit of love will always be around us. Even when darkness falls, it's flowing everywhere. So when the trouble comes, we will be alright. 'Cause for each other, we will always be there.
But you and I, we will overcome. Once we stand side by side, with love as our guide, in the face of all, we will triumph as one.
In the rough season, maybe you and me. In the rough season, we'll succeed.
And now, The Rough Season, a 10-part series. Today, Episode 3, Better Safe Than Sorry. Featuring Anthea Octave as Delthea, Brenda Lakai as Jerry, Taliba Kwashi as Keisha, Marvin George as Miguel, Camille Kwamina as Joanne, Thelka White as Mrs. Alexander, and Olmel Gordon as Esme.
Miguel, hey, what's happening?
That is what I want to know. Look how hard you're walking. I would have never believed it if I didn't see it with my own eyes. Boy, rain sure to fall.
You laugh, eh? Look, in the next 12 hours, the hurricane is going to hit, eh? I am not taking any chances with this hurricane.
What you doing there?
Boy, yeah, well, I'm using this plywood to board up the window, you know, to protect it from the flying debris and thing, you know?
You were making joke.
Not at all, eh? And look, you see the yard? You see, I move all the yard furniture inside.
What do you do that for?
Well, the people on the radio say you must put all outside objects like lawn furniture, toys and garden tools, you know, those things inside because the strong winds could pick them up and make them into dangerous projectiles.
True.
Yeah, they even say what you can't bring inside, anchor it down, you know. When I finish here, man, I'll go in and take down the TV antenna.
But look at you now. Only yesterday you wasn't worrying about this hurricane.
Ah, boy, Miguel. That was yesterday. Look, I realize now that the hurricane is no joke, you know. From the minute the authorities issue a storm warning, even in fact when they say tropical depression, you have to pay attention and start thinking of what to do in case we're in the way.
I hear somebody say that as the hurricane season starts, they just put things in place.
Ah, that is what we should do in truth, you know. Anyway, look, I have my radio on right through to hear the updates. The hurricane is coming and I'm taking every precaution. The only thing that is worrying me, though, is the roof.
Why?
I remember I didn't build this house and I bought it. I just hope that the builders followed the building codes and secured the roof properly to the walls. You know, that is how roofs get blown off, you know, when they're not anchored, you know. So just to be safe, I have my mother and my daughter gathering all our important documents and putting them in plastic bags to protect them from water damage.
But you covering everything. How you know to do so much?
I tell you, I'm listening to the radio right through, man.
All right.
Yeah, but all the busy you see me busy here. Look, my mind uneasy, you know.
Why?
Well, my mother, you know, she's living in Silvertown near the river. You know, I'm afraid she gets flooded out.
Why she ain't stay by you until the hurricane pass?
Look, I wanted to go for her, you know, but the wife said that it was too dangerous to be on the road now. And it has so much work to do before the hurricane come that if I leave, I wouldn't finish in time.
So what you going and do?
Well, we called one of our neighbors and asked her to carry her to the shelter in the area. But you know, my mother real stubborn. You know? I know she won't want to move.
And what happened?
Well, we're waiting to hear from the neighbor. Look, I hope my mother ain't give them too much trouble, no?
I hope so too, for she own good.
But anyway, where you going driving your taxi this hour?
I'm just making a last rounds in the town. I'm sure there people out there who might want to get home.
Boy, don't stay out too long, eh? The place quiet now, but that is going to change.
Jerry?
Yes?
Your mother on the phone.
Come in. Boy, Miguel, I'll see you.
Yeah, Brad, yes.
Come quick, the neighbor used her cell phone to call.
Is grandma going to stay in the house?
We're trying to get her out.
Hello, ma?
Hello, Mr. Smart?
Yes.
This is Miss Alexander, the neighbor.
Yes.
I have your mother here. You know why you better talk with her?
Okay.
Jeremiah?
Yes, Ma.
You there?
I hear, Ma.
Son, I am not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
This house is all I have. My whole life is here.
Yes, I know, Ma, but you're not after
it. Since your father died, it's only memories I have in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And all those memories in this house right here.
Uh-huh.
I can't leave them behind.
Yeah, yes, Ma, but listen to me. You're in a dangerous position. The river could burst its bank.
I am not going anywhere. I am living in this house all my life, and the river never reached me here yet, okay?
Okay, Ma.
I am not moving from here. Oh, Miss Alexander, look your fool.
Ma!
What's happening?
She doesn't want to leave the house.
Hello?
Miss Alexander!
Jerry, let me talk to her.
She not going?
Hello?
Hold on, please.
Excuse me, this is Miss
Alexander.
Huh? Daddy, what going on?
Can I talk to Joanne? This is her daughter-in-law.
Hold on. But talk quickly, please. Is my cell phone me using?
Yes, yes.
What going on?
Quiet.
Jeremiah, I tell you.
It's me, Joanne.
Delphia.
Yes, Joanne. You have to get out of there and go to a safer place.
Look, I understand that you all are concerned about me, eh? That is very nice. But I'm going to be all right. My God will look after me. I'm a praying woman.
Yes, Joanne, but you have to do some work yourself.
What you're saying? That my God is not going to look after me when I need him?
Modusa, I'm not saying that.
Let me tell you something. I say my prayers every day, and I know that my father will be there. He won't turn his back on me.
Daddy, I want to talk to Grandma.
Just now, Keisha.
Joanne, he not turning his back to you. He never will. That's why he has us talking to you now, and he sent Miss Alexander to take you to safety.
No, I am staying. He'll be with me.
Okay, tell me something. If you're going to stay...
Deltia!
What?
Look, be careful. You don't want to upset her more. Then she'll never go.
All right. Joanne, let me ask you something.
What?
How old is your house?
Over 40 years old.
You know if the roof could stand up against the strong winds? That is an old house you're living in, you know. Kailavie. And suppose the river bursts the bank. You have an escape route planned? And anyway, you don't want something to happen and you have to be outside during the hurricane looking for a safe place.
Why are you asking me so many questions? Or stop worrying about me now. Worry about yourselves.
Jerry, she's not listening to anything I see.
Okay, let me try again. Give me the phone. Ma,
hello?
Listen to...
Listen, I don't hear one. I don't have to call back, you know, because my card is so done.
Okay.
What happened?
I have to call them back.
Ma, how will the shelter be safer for Grandma to stay than her home?
For one, the shelter is far away from the river, so flooding shouldn't be a risk like where Grandma living now. And secondly, they're using a newly built school as the shelter. They say it was constructed with all the building codes in place, so it should be able to withstand the strong hurricane force winds.
I hope she goes there.
I hope so too.
Hello, Miss Alexander.
Mr. Smart.
Let me talk to her, please.
She don't want to come to the phone, you know.
What?
Sister, she make up her mind. She's staying in our house.
What happening, Jerry?
She doesn't want to talk to me.
Daddy, can I talk to Grandma?
Miss Alexander, put her on the phone, please. Look, I have to talk to her.
I want to talk to you.
Tell him I said no.
Mr. Smart, I'm trying, but you're not coming.
Can I please talk to Grandma?
Just now, Keisha. I'm dealing with something here.
Can I please?
Keisha, I am on the phone.
Jerry, let Keisha talk to her. That might help.
Okay. Miss Alexander, look, tell my mother her grandchild wants to talk with her.
Is your grand Pitney?
What grand Pitney are you talking about, my grandchild? Keisha?
Grandma?
Keisha, how are you, baby?
I'm fine.
What's wrong? You're not sounding right.
Grandma, please listen to Mommy and Daddy. Please leave the house and go where it's safe.
My child, your granny going to be fine. Don't worry yourself.
No, Grandma, it's very dangerous to stay near the river in a hurricane.
Your mother and your father telling you that.
They told me that in school. They say that sometimes flash flooding happens and people don't have time to escape the water.
Stop crying, Keisha.
Grandma, I don't want you to die.
Give me the phone, Keisha. Ma.
Jeremiah?
Uh-huh.
I'll go with Miss Alexander.
You're going?
She going?
Thank God.
I don't want my grandchild crying and worrying about me.
Oh, thank you, Ma. Thank you very much.
Right. Goodbye, sir.
Yeah, bye, Ma. Oh, no, put back on the phone. Put Miss Alexander back
Hello?
On, please. Miss Alexander, thank you very much, huh?
No problem, man.
You can see that she carries all that she needs, eh? Clothes, bedding, toiletries, flashlight, food and water.
No problem, man.
And no Ms. problem.
Yes, and Miss Alexander, if you have anything to buy for her, don't worry. I'm going to repay you when I see you.
Yeah, man. Take care.
Thank you, Miss Alexander. Thank you very much.
So is Grandma going to be all right?
Yes, she is.
I wish she was here.
Don't worry. We'll go see after the hurricane passes.
Good.
Hello?
Deltia is me, Esme. How the family?
Good. How you going? Is Esme?
Oh.
I send my prayers, Gil. I'm so frightened. Remember I went through the hurricane last year when I went on my island vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just want to see how you was going. I'm going back to my prayers. Bye, Gil.
Bye.
What she wanted?
She's scared. She remembering what happened to her when she went on vacation last year. She praying, poor thing.
I see.
It's coming.
Yeah. I hope everything goes well with Ma.
Don't worry, it will.
Okay.
Hello?
Deltia, it's me, Esme again.
Esme?
You hear that thunder just now?
Yes, but the storm's still far away.
I know. But when I hear that thunder, it was like I was in the hurricane already. My heart beat fast.
Esme, you ain't put everything in place for the hurricane?
Yes, but I'm still frightened.
What she want now?
Hold on a second, Esme. She frightened Jerry. I can't blame her. She alone in that house.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, why we don't let her stay with us?
Well, no.
Let her stay here.
That's a bad idea. She's talked too much. She'll drive us crazy.
Stop being silly, Jerry. No. I think it's safer for her as well to be around people.
No.
Jerry, if anything happened to her while the hurricane passing, she might not be able to get help for hours.
I still don't like the idea.
You were so worried about your mother being alone, eh? The neighbor went out there for her, and you can't even open your door for your own neighbor.
No, that's below the belt.
It's a fact.
All right, you win. All right, she can come.
Very good. You're doing the right thing. Esme, why don't you stay with us?
Really?
Yes. Instead of being there all alone, we'll sit through this hurricane together.
That's so kind. Jerry don't mind.
Jerry? Nah. It was his idea, actually.
Very funny.
Oh, well, tell him thanks. I'll get my blanket and a few other things and come over. Thanks, eh?
See you just now.
So now my home is a shelter.
At times like this, we have to look after each other.
Wind starting to rain.
Yes, a hurricane outside and Esme inside. This is going to be a long night.
It's the hurricane season. Be wise. Persons living in coastal areas or near rivers should seek higher ground. If the integrity of your home does not meet building code standards, then stay at a shelter until it is safe to return to your home.
A spirit of love will always be around us. Even when darkness falls, it's flowing everywhere. So when the trouble comes, we will be alright. 'Cause for each other, we will always be there.
Season is written by Eric Barry and produced by Arts in Action, Center for Creative and Festival Arts, University of the West Indies, for the Pan American Health Organization, the United Nations International Strategy for Disaster Reduction, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, and the Association of Caribbean States.